And it's time for this week's round of Adopt a Pet. Every week we meet a different dog or cat who is looking for their forever home. Adopt a Pet is made possible by Annie Burton State Farm and Eno River Dental, two great businesses out of Hillsboro that are excited to help local organizations with the needs of homeless pets. State Farm agent Annie Burton loves all things local: restaurants, people, businesses, and animal rescue organizations. Visit myagentknows.com to learn more about Annie and her team. They're all experts in auto, home, life insurance, and pet insurance as well. Today, we have a really cool dog named Cash here in the studio, courtesy of Orange County Animal Services. Tiani from Orange County Animal Services joining us as well. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well.
Tell us about Cash. He's a big, beautiful, fun dog.
He is. He is a pit bullish mix. I would say he's a true mutt because I don't think he's super pit bully looking.
You can tell he's got a little tiny bit of pit bull in him, but like 10%,
right? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Maybe some plot hound. Yep. Brindle and white. He's kind of a big guy. I think he's around 70 pounds and he's a little thin, so probably going to be a pretty big guy. He has a lot of energy, but he seems to chill out once he's, you know, said his hellos, played around a little bit.
But you were saying earlier, like, he's a little bit shy once you first bring him into a room, and then he warms up, and he's just, like running around exploring, and then he chills out pretty quick. Like,
yeah,
he's chilling right now.
He's a little aloof at first, a little shy, then he's like, oh, hey, you guys are cool.
Yeah.
And now he's just sitting here
for pets,
so it's great.
How old is he?
He is 3 years old. He was an owner surrender because they couldn't take care of him anymore.
Okay.
So we do know his actual age.
All right. So what is he like? What are his favorite toys? What does he like to do?
He's one of our little destructive guys for the soft toys. So he gets a lot of hard rubber toys and bones. And he loves to play in the play yard, although he is heartworm positive. So he has to have his exercise restricted right now.
Mm-hmm.
Technically, he's available for foster to adopt. So whoever fosters him has first rights to adopt him. Ideally, we're hoping the foster wants to adopt him. And we treat the heartworms.
Mm-hmm.
But he just is a playful guy.
Yeah.
I mean, he just loves everything.
I'd ask how he gets along with other dogs, but I assume he's probably like keeping him away a little bit now, right?
Oh, yeah, he's not supposed to play with them, but he's met a few dogs,
mm-hmm.
actually, and it's gone pretty well.
Okay.
He's slightly dominant, but not in any sort of bad way. But he wanted to play every time with all the dogs.
Awesome.
So he seems to go well with them.
What kind of home would be perfect for him?
A lot of homes for him. He seems like he'd fit in well with a kid home or a single active people because he is energetic. Potentially dogs. Don't know about cats.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of homes, luckily.
Speaking with Tiani from Orange County Animal Services, orangecountync.gov is the county's website. You can find the animal services page there. And you mentioned the foster to adopt program, and that piqued my curiosity. Like, how does that work when you decide, like, we're sending this to a foster to be fostered and then adopt out to someone else, or foster to adopt? Like, what's the difference there?
So we don't have a full-blown foster program yet. So what ours is medical fosters.
Okay.
So we foster them out and while we treat their medical issue. And it's 98% heartworm positive dogs.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. What else is going on at Animal Services?
We're finally having another low-cost rabies clinic coming up January 22nd, Saturday. It's going to be in the park and ride lot off of Eubanks Road, right by our shelter.
Is this the first since the pandemic?
It is, right?
So
we did one in March of 2020,
then
we skipped all of last year.
Wow.
Yeah. And, I mean, it's a high need, so.
Oh, yeah, big time.
We're really excited to get it going again.
Yeah.
We're doing a drive-through, so it's real safe, and everybody will stay in their cars until they get their vaccine.
All right.
Or their pet.
Well, yeah.
Whoever.
Whatever. I mean, it's 2020, and, like, just caution to the wind at this point. How many people typically come out for those?
It really varies. I would say on average we get about 100 people, but it can be, like, 50 or 150. So we're hoping for that 100 mark.
Yeah, sounds good. Again, orangecountync.gov is the county's website. Find the animal services page there. Anything else that folks ought to know about Cash, if they're interested in meeting him, adopting him, what can they do?
come meet him because he's great. He gets overlooked for some reason. He doesn't get a lot of meet and greets. He is a little energetic in his kennel, and that might be putting people off. Mm-hmm. But he's just, like, he's over here chilling.
Yeah.
So come meet him. That's
he
so you can
really,
see
really
how
cool
he actually
dog.
Is.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yes. We'll get him a home soon. OrangeCountyNC.gov, the website. Go to the Animal Services page there. Find out more about Cash. We'll have photos of him up on our website, chapelboro.com, in the Bark Report in Town Square, also on social media, and, of course, at the Animal Services page, too. So a lot of ways that you can find out more about Cash and sign up to meet him and maybe adopt him. He's a perfect dog for a great home. Tiani, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Thank you.
And thanks once again to Annie Burton, State Farm and Eno River Dental for making Adopt-A-Pet possible. Both of these women-owned Hillsboro businesses are run by pet lovers who are excited about helping animals find great homes. Dr. Sharon Lau and Dr. Caroline Latta from Eno River Dental are huge animal lovers. They've got more than 10 pets between them already, so they really want you to adopt today's furry friend. We'll read more about their practice and book an appointment online at enoriverdental.com.